Good morning, Auroville. We have Kees van Boxel from Haarlem, Amsterdam at the Auroville Radio Studio. Kees is a world musician and a composer. He plays the guitar, silver flute and Indian bansuri. Kees also manages a studio in Haarlem called Bird Track Studio. Hello, Kees. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Good morning, Auroville.
Good morning, Kees. Now, tell us about the inspiration you derived from your travel to Auroville first in 2007, which is 5 years back.
Yes, Sharon. In 2007, I came to Auroville, and there I met Narad from the Om Choir, and I was very inspired by this Om singing together. And also the philosophy behind it, that you don't have to be a big musician or you don't have to be a well-studied vocalist to be involved in the Om Choir. That was one big inspiration for me. And I was already thinking around that time to start one day up an Om Choir in Haarlem, in the Netherlands. Another inspiration was the musical instrument shop Svaram in that time, and I was lying in quiet at the sound bed, and that was the first time that I really felt that your whole body is existing for 80% out of water, and that by being lying on that bed that sound really heals you. And so I was thinking I have to maybe do this sound bed sessions myself in Holland. So in 2009 I contacted Aurelio from Svaram and I asked him, is it possible that I can buy a bed? So they made a sound bed for me, and also with 8 strings which I can tune in a different rag, so I can even more specialize my healing sessions. So that was the second inspiration I got from being in 2007 in Auroville. And also a big inspiration was just reading books from the Mother and Sri Aurobindo and what they thought about the whole that all the citizens of all the countries all over the world coming together in Auroville. So I was thinking then, okay, but with music, all these countries have a different background in music, so maybe if I'm back in Holland, I'm not going on with my jazz and my pop things, which I was in and around that time, but I'm going to start up a world music band. So I started up Shimayana, and at the moment this is still going on.
Now, I heard you talk about Carolyn and her experiment with sounds, Carolyn in Auroville. And can you tell us more, a little bit more about what you have been doing with Carolyn in terms of your experiments with Nada Yoga?
Yeah. When I was in Holland, I had the plan to make a little book about Nada Yoga. And so I was traveling through India, but I couldn't find really the right people who could tell me some clues about it, because it's very rare, you know. It's a rare, it's a nada which is, it's a yoga which is not so well known even. And here in Auroville, I woke up in the morning and one person of the guest house, she said, do you want to go with me to a session with a person called Caroline, and she's giving healing sound sessions. So I was there, and then I fell in love with Caroline, her voice. That's the first thing, because she has herself a beautiful voice, and she gives beautiful lessons about Nada Yoga and the connection between Sarega, Mapa, Danisa, and how it's connected with the aura. And so after that, I went to Caroline. I said, this is just what I'm looking for, and maybe we can do some things together. And in the meantime, I was working with Margaret at the Om Choir, doing some editing and some give to people there some lectures about a program called Cubase. And then I asked Margaret, can we do a musical session? So now we are recording, Caroline and me, a CD. And it's a kind of experimental thing, and we are not really know what direction it is going, but we are recording already two times, and it's a good combination. And
endless possibilities, infinite potential.
And endless possibilities.
Indeed,
yeah.
How it can evolve into. Talking about your spiritual influences, so Nada Yoga has been one of the influences in your life. Is there anything else in terms of a spiritual or early influences? Let's talk about early influences.
Yeah, let's say when I was about 25, I was interested in astrology. But for me, astrology at that time was a little bit very abstract, so I was thinking how to get this astrology also in the matter, that it was really that you can feel it or listen to it. So I started to write my own astrology, and it's a bit, maybe it sounds funny, but it's not like the Pisces thing, but it's from rhinoceros till duck. And then I made 12 new symbols from rhinoceros, elephant, platypus, antelope, giraffe, pelican, hare, and duck, and that's the end. So there were 12 symbols, and I wrote a complete musical around it. And I made a study about the Western and the Chinese and the Indian astrology, because in there's also an American Indian ancient astrology. Deals with frogs and tigers and completely different animals also. And I studied all those astrology, and then I found for myself that I could write my own. So I was busy with that, and then with a few friends I recorded a musical about astrology. And yeah, because then I just find out that I could see in persons if people are, let's say, translated to the Western astrology, if people are virgin, then they have a kind of other inner understanding about life than if you are Pisces or Taurus or something.
Meaning it is not the conventional astrology, but it's your own interpretation.
It's my own implementation.
Yeah. Interpretation. Yes, indeed. Yeah. And so that's how the musical about astrology evolved. I mean, that's how.
Yeah, I wrote for every star sign. I wrote a song. Let's say the rhinoceros. That's the first one, and it has to do with power. So it is a very powerful song. The second one is elephant, and it's a very cozy song, because elephants are family animals. And let's say the third one is platypus from Australia, and it has to be about clearness. And I just found out, I was in the Mathura Mandir, that that even the mother inspired me around that time, must be because she had also these 12 things, and it was not only, I felt that around the time that it was not me who was writing it down, but I just get inspiration by spiritual forces. Yeah,
and that's how it came into being.
Yeah,
wonderful. And what about Popovka? this band that
Yeah,
you
this
formed?
Was this was the 1978. This was the time of the revolutions in England and also Holland. And in Holland, I was one of the revolutionary people singing a new wave, punk new wave,
new wave songs. Yes.
New wave,
new wave.
Punk new wave songs. So there came all the bands came from around the Clash and U2 and the Talking Heads and the Sound and Palais Schaumburg out of Germany. And so we played a few times also together with these big bands. But and we had just little success, but I was playing around the time in Berlin a few times, and we did a tour to France, and in Holland we played in a lot of places. And this for 2 years, this was Popovka was for me, it was the time that you could just take an instrument, and if you could play well or you didn't play well, doesn't matter, you just play. And so just by doing, I teach myself, and I learned to compose. I learned to work together with musicians, and
it was a nice time. Been a very exciting time in your life.
A little bit too much. So sometimes I had 4 concerts in a week, and then I worked at the museum of I don't know the English name. Speelklok tot Pyrament, but it's the all Dutch instruments. I didn't want to go in the army, and then in Holland you have this. You can do other work, kind of work. So I was also in
the
musical.
To.
I was in this classical musical environment, and sometimes we came with that band. We came back from let's say the north of Holland, and at 7 o'clock in the morning, and at 9 o'clock I have to work, and then just the first 3 hours I was just sleeping. It was really fun.
I see. We can move on to this albums that you've come up with. There are 2 albums that I notice. One is We Were Born to Light, that is your first album, and the band is called Shimayana, yes?
Yeah.
Now tell us about this creative approach towards forming a band and keeping it on. What is Shimayana, and
Shimayana, I started up in 2000, early 2008. I came back 2007 from end 2007 from Auroville, and I was before with Yolanda Trabach. I was making a CD, a pop kind of CD, but she has a beautiful voice, and I explained about my spiritual experiences in Auroville, and I said, why don't we start up just a world music band? And so we find a very good oud player, Mehmet Palat, and we found a sitar player, and we found a drummer and a bass player, and then Yolanda was singing and I played a few instruments. So we started up recording and doing live gigs, but at a certain point this band, I found out that in the world music scene it's hardly impossible to get at the same time all the people together, because let's say the vocal singer Yolanda, she's in an Irish world music band playing Irish songs. Mehmet Palat is playing in also in another band, and the sitar player was in 3 or 4 bands, and so it's almost impossible. So then I was thinking, because then you get frustrated that people want you to have a gig, and then it's almost impossible to get all those people together. So now it's more a project, and there are about 30 people now, 30 or 40 people already involved, who just do some recording sometimes. And if I have a gig, I just phone a few people, and it's all the every concert is a little bit different, and it's also it keeps the music more lively.
Lively, yes, and yes, more opportunities for improvisation as well, because you're not really sure of who's going to play.
Yeah, maybe you can put a few songs later on. Yeah,
indeed, yes, yeah. We can. So, We Were Born to Be Light, when did you come up with this album? I mean, when was it that this album was
That was released? In, that was released in the end of 2008.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, the end of 2008.
Why Shimayana? I mean, how did the name come up?
That's still a mystery. For me, like, I feel that there are two words. Yana it's a very it has a lot of things in it. The Maya, it's in inside of it. Maya, about the Mayas and the culture. But Yana is path. So that's the path we are walking in. Shima means in Japanese island. And so I made at the moment for myself that we are walking on our path to our spiritual island. That's just the meaning for myself. But still, I believe that one time I'm going to read in an ancient book exactly that word Shimayana, and that it means something which I don't know yet. So, but it was a kind of creative inspiration Yolanda and me made together. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And the second album you came up with is called Music of Mountains. So would you shed some light on Music of Mountains?
Yeah, Music of the Mountains, the idea I get from the idea of playing the bansuri. My teacher, Julia Orman, she teach me that if you play a raag, you have to visualize for yourself that you begin with alap, and then you are just at the bottom of a mountain, and slowly you play this bansuri. Let's say the first three tones, sa re ga, and then you play with it a few minutes, and then re ga ma. You play a few minutes, and then so you go up to the higher sa, and the higher sa is then the top of the mountain. And but if you are, let's say, in the middle of the mountain, you also have to think about your friends, which are still maybe underneath the mountain, so then you have to go down a little bit more. So she explained it in that way, so that was my inspiration about the title Music of the Mountains. And then I also find out a very nice sentence. I said, if you are on the top of the mountain, you are still with your feet on the earth, because it has also to do with maybe egos, you know, that a lot of people think that they are more if they are on top of the mountain, but the reality is that they are standing just in the mud, also on the top. It's for me, it's always a big item in my life that there are no differences between minister president and the poor people lying in the street. And so
balancing,
although it's music of the mountains, it's everybody has to go
together
to the mountains. We are all one in that way. It's so if you are on the top, please think also to all those people who are not on the top and help them, you know. And that's maybe the background of this CD. Yeah.
So interconnectedness of existence, interconnectedness and interdependence also, in terms of how everything is connected.
Yes.
And wonderful. And now what I also want to know is, from saxophone to bansuri, how has the journey with wind instruments been for you? And you know,
yes, I started in Popovka with the saxophone, and I got lessons. I was in the jazz scene also, and I played in my new wave group Popovka, a lot of saxophone, and also in other projects. But at a certain point, I had a concert, and then they stole my saxophone. That happens. It was a Selmer, and I was sad about it. But then a friend of mine came to me, and he gave me a very nice flute, a silver flute. So then I just started to play silver flute, and I became very good in it, I must say. And then, but after a while, I didn't like the metal sound. I liked it still, but it's when I heard then the Indian bansuri, I fell in love with the glidings and the microtones which you can change. And so from 5 years ago, I started to play the bansuri, but I still play sometimes the saxophone, and I play also a lot silver flute still. But the for me at the moment, the bansuri is the number one. Yeah.
How about some of the Indian bansuri masters or bansuri teachers that you've met along the way? Anything that comes to your mind in terms of?
No, I just spoke for the 10 minutes with Guruji, Harp Satcharasya, and he inspired me a lot. I listened a lot to him, and one of his best students, Julia Orman, she taught me how to play his style of music. And of course, Guruji is he is the founder of the new way of playing, brings the bansuri to the top. And maybe this year I'm hope that I can get a few lessons from him, because it was possible this year also, but for a few reasons I couldn't do that. But now maybe I can get a few lessons from him, because he inspired me. I'm listening every day to how he is playing, and there are also a lot of more very good bansuri players which inspired me. And also I get some lessons at the moment from Jean-Christophe, who was just here, and especially this fast parts, he can teach me a lot still.
Composing, what about composing? I mean, I understand that you start off by, I mean, one starts off one's musical journey from playing an instrument, or practicing singing or something like that, and then this transition point from being a player to a composer, how have you negotiated that, or how has the journey been?
I was at a certain point, I was living in a room in Haarlem, a little room, and I had a synthesizer, and then I was thinking about how to what sound really means. So I composed a CD around that time. It's called Spiritual Healing, and it were more soundscapes. And so then I was just only composing with the synthesizer and all the sounds and the possibilities. But I already start composing in Popovka. I did a lot of new wave songs together with a guitar player, and mostly I was the singer of that band. There is not one way how to compose. It's just you awake and you get inspired by something. It can be a woman, it can be the sun, it can be the moon, it can be astrology, it can be whatever it is. So and one time you just start with a drum track on the computer, and the other time you are playing with a guitar player somewhere in the forest, and you find out that there is coming a song out of it. And sometimes you are sitting more in a classical way, and you just write down some chords and notes and arrangements. So it's always different. I did a lot, let's say.
A quote comes to my mind from this book called The Music of Life, written by a Sufi mystic by the name Hazrat Inayat Khan, And Master Inayat Khan says, music is the art of all arts and the science of all sciences and contains the fountain of all knowledge within itself.
You mean Inayat Khan?
Inayat Khan, yeah. Yes. Inayat Khan, who set up the world religion Sufi temple.
Now, I also explained our last Shimayana concert. We combined it with aphorism of Inayat Khan. I have this booklet from him, and I'm inspired a lot by him. And also, this booklet you're talking about, I read it. It's amazing.
Amazing. Yeah. And indeed, in that book, he also says that when one transcends Christianity, Judaism, or Islam, there one finds music.
Yeah.
So I think your world music journey also is an effort to transcend boundaries, you know, and bring out the universality.
Yeah, it's so amazing that in this world people are so much talking about the difference between all the religions and all the different colors and people and sexes and whatever. Because if you just take a realistic, more close look, we all have hands, we all have eyes, we all have hair, we all have feet, we all have blood, we all have a heart. So we are actually, we have much more things in common than people think that there are differences. And that's, I think, just the lower way of being busy with consciousness. But hopefully very soon all those people who are thinking that way will just see more light, and in that way but I think it's going that direction for sure. So we are very lucky that we can just see in this world right now that the bad forces are losing. That's just what it is, I think.
Indeed. And there's also another quote that comes to my mind from this poem written by this Sufi mystic poet called Rumi. And Rumi says, humankind is being led along an evolving course through this migration of intelligences. And though we seem to be sleeping, there is an inner wakefulness that directs this dream and that will eventually startle us back to the truth of who we are. Yeah. So yes, I for me, it's about focusing on this inner wakefulness and letting it direct us to the truth of who we are. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you here in the studio in Auroville Radio, and I wish you all the best, and may you reach out to more and more people in the world, and may your music touch their hearts and fill their souls. Thank you, Case.
I will do my best, Sharon. Thank you too.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you.
O nau nei te hala me te lego, e hale le hua, no ia naka noue.
Krishna, let go of my arms. It's sunrise out here in the courtyard. The flame of the oil lamp is fading. As is the moonlight. The red metal mixture has faded. Faded from your mouth. Have been crawling by. Please let me sleep. I've spent the whole night awake, and now that it's daybreak, my lover has come home. sweet home. My lover has come home.